You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio at the IPSA World Blind Games 2023 in Birmingham, and we're actually standing in the activation zone. And I've got Matt Stringer, our chief executive, with me here. Matt, you've just had a go at blind football. How did you find that?
I did. I think I was pretty desperate, although I managed to flukily knock one in at the end. But it just shows the skill of the blind footballers in being able to control the ball under your feet and then sort of get it out to shoot. And understanding the spatial awareness. So, yeah, I mean, quite. I loved it actually, but really interesting to understand how the game works. Yeah.
Did you score a goal?
I did manage to fluke one in at the end. I think more by luck than by judgment. I think the goalkeeper was being kind to me actually, but yeah, I managed to get one. But it was great to have 15 minutes or so just playing with some of the guys from West Bromwich local team and all the. You know, they did some great work in the community. It's great to see them tutoring blind football.
And it's great to have the World Blind Games here in Birmingham and also for RNIB to be the lead sponsor. What does it mean for the organisation to be the lead sponsor?
Look, that's really important. I mean, as you know, we've got a See Sport Differently campaign over 3 years, which shows our, you know, sustained investment in the benefits of sport and physical activity for, you know, visually impaired people. We know it's a benefit for all of us to get out and exercise, learn to sort of do sports, play as a team, learn to win and lose, all those sorts of skills. And I think it's fabulous, you know, that this event is on in the UK, and it was absolutely a no-brainer for us to step in and sort of help sponsor it, to get it off the ground and give, I think, about 1,700 global competitors, you know, a great few days in Birmingham. So, you know, really, really fabulous and very privileged to be able to do it.
And we're sort of, yeah, we're recording this sort of early days of the championships. We've had a few days of competition and it's been fantastic. I was watching the men's cricket yesterday, England beating Australia, and that was a very close match, but a very good match. So there's been some fantastic sport on display, hasn't there?
No, it's been great. I've been to watch England play blind football against Turkey just now, and they won a very dramatic penalty shootout. So, you know, England win penalty shootout, shock horror, you know. We've been down to the University Sports Hall to talk to the judo team, a really, really impressive group training for their competition on Wednesday. Over here we've got the rugby behind you where they're doing some testing as I've just done with football. So, you know, it's great. And I think, you know, we'll see fans coming. The football was pretty full today. We'll see fans coming and getting engaged with the sport and having a chance to participate with some of the games that I've just done.
And it's great because lots of sighted people can come down and watch and see blind sport and see how it works. And, you know, because they might have family members or friends who are blind or partially sighted, who perhaps haven't had a chance to have a go at sport. And it's just a fantastic opportunity for people to have a go and people to see great sport on display too.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, part of the RNIB's broader strategy is to get society to sort of sit up and take notice about, you know, what it means to be blind and partially sighted, and realise that, you know, blind and partially sighted people should have a complete and full participation in UK society. And I think this is just, you know, sports a microcosm, but it's a useful proxy, I think, to show just how much blind and partially sighted people can and should participate. And I think, you know, sighted people coming down and watching will be, I think, inspired by the quality and the ingenuity of the games, and realise that, you know, vision impaired people absolutely should have, you know, full access to play sport. I've just been talking to one of our old colleagues, David Clark, who's now gone off to be the CEO of the British Paralympic Association. Now he's taken a lot of our thinking with him into his new job around social participation and social equity. We were just talking earlier actually about the scandal that, you know, probably a majority of blind and partially sighted kids in school don't really get a fair crack of the whip when it comes to being able to play sport at school and you know, outside school in clubs and things. And it's a massive part of what we're about is to change that actually. So it's great to have this event as a showcase for those sorts of really quite important messages.
And if you want to come down and see some of the sports on display here at the IPSA World Blind Games 2023, you can come down to Birmingham, and you can also find a lot of information on the IPSA website and also on the RNIB website, rnib.org.uk. And some of the sports will also be on show via YouTube, by the IPSA YouTube channel as well. So do have a search for them. And they also have live commentary as well. Matt, thank you very much indeed for chatting with me now here on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, it's every my pleasure and my real privilege to be here, and it's great the RNIB can be involved, and it's, you know, a cause, and it's an event that we should sustain our involvement in as it goes forward in future cycles. So great to be here today. Thank you for having me.